Welcome out to Work Play on a Thursday night. It is time for Hawaii's one and only Sleep Time's Over. In the hopper corner, we got the sommelier to the stars, Sky Cameron. And the brains of the outfit, please give it up for Summer. I guess we're called the Hood Corner, the Urban Market. This is DJ Technique. My name is Jimmy Taco. And without no further ado, let's please bring out my man, Aaron Sakai.
That was similar. That was very similar. Very similar. No Lord Flores. I might as well give... People actually messaged me saying, why am I only giving a pound to these guys and I'm neglecting the Hoppas?
Thank you.
So it's like Hoppa on Hoppa.
Well,
like problems.
You're a Hoppa, you must hate yourself.
Seriously.
Exactly, right? Exactly. Cue the music.
You don't want to shake hands with other Hoppa kids.
We can't mingle. We're trying to set apart from us. Yes, we're trying to be pure.
I know, and thank you for the Hoppa theme song.
As always, we start with a racist joke.
Yep.
Right. Yeah.
Every time he plays that song, a Hawaii guy marries a Japanese lady.
That is correct.
Shout
out 53 by the Sea.
That's, and I'm making money at the wedding. Let's go.
Weddings still happening. Weddings are still going on despite restrictions.
Weddings are still happening.
We're still happening. See, because we have restrictions again.
They're back.
So if you made friends, you're going to have to tell them shut up because you have to come back down to 10 people indoors, hopefully. Two weddings are still going on. So what was the count for weddings? Like 100 people per wedding? Or
50 now, 50.
It's down to 50.
I do have a 50-person wedding this Saturday.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the venue for this?
It's a it's a famous pro surfer's home.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
There we go. Tommy Curran. We got it.
Close.
Hans Tiedemann.
Close. Right. He's from Florida.
Burkhart. No? Sorry.
No, Lance Burkhart. You stole his
Chandler. Stuff. No, sorry. It's North Shore references. Sorry. No, he's going to... Remember that, but then that's people are gonna realize that, you know, we got these restrictions again. Yeah. What good that's gonna do? We don't really know.
Who knows?
Is it gonna do anything? Probably not. But it's a thing, and then we have to cut that back. Restaurants are down 50%. What are we gonna do? Much like Work Play is right now. And yeah, so we're following the rules tonight.
I was just a little late.
No, actually, yeah, this is regular. This is every week. But what about the DJ scene? As you called it, the urban market. We are an urban show. What's going on with the nightclubs? Is nightclubs still going down? We got DJing.
Yeah.
Really?
Shit, I just got booked on a Monday and a Tuesday night. So.
Hey, all right. Shout out bookings for the win.
All right. And Friday. So.
But we're back to sitting down again, right? We can't mingle and stand up.
I'm not going to say where, but hey, I don't know. Whatever.
Don't say. We're going to get dinged. We're going to get dinged.
I'm not saying nothing. YouTube. I want my money, fool. Like
I'm sorry. I'm just saying. DJ Technique, are you going to be gigging anywhere?
I'll be here on Thursdays.
Yeah. That's
it. Noted. Thanks. Thank goodness you're not much, but you're all we got. So, yeah. And then I guess, the people getting restrictions. A lot of people getting restricted in the mainland. We got to go with all the national news. Andrew Cuomo. Everyone's favorite Italian that can't get women, apparently. He just, he's Italian.
He's out of here. He's out of here.
But you think you're Italian. You get game. Women, they throw themselves at the Italian men, but not Andrew Cuomo.
He's the only Italian that doesn't know. Forget about it.
Wow, there's an Italian.
He did give the best reason.
Hey, I'm part Italian. I can say it, so whatever.
Oh, really? Okay.
Aaron, uh-oh. He did give the best reason, right, for justifying his sexual harassment. He goes, hey, I'm a friendly guy.
Hey. He can't help it. He's Italian.
I'm a friendly guy.
Is that the thing? Yeah, capiche. Yeah, yeah. Is that what they say? Taco, is that what they say? I didn't know if there was an Italian on the stage, but apparently there's an Italian on the stage.
Yeah. All right.
That's what... Feel free to interject any kind of Cuomo kind of Italian references. All right.
I'm not trying to get canceled tonight.
Thank you. Thank you. That's very good. But he's... He's apparently out.
Yeah.
And then I guess in other New York news, we got beloved, the legendary Rudy Giuliani.
Oh.
If you just see, he's joined this thing, which I never even heard of, but apparently he's on it called Cameo.
Yes.
Not the music
group. Celebrity app.
Not the song, but It's an app that you can, celebrities can give video messages to people.
Yes.
You put money down, and then Rudy Giuliani, wish you a happy birthday.
I bought a cameo for my girlfriend.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
I did.
From who?
From the lead singer of O-Town, the boy band O-Town.
Wow.
She is a big O-Town fan.
You were keeping that for
you
the
couldn't
stage.
Get the, what is a local boy that was a part of O-Town?
I have no clue. I don't know any member of O-Town.
Danny Pellicchini's son.
Yes, the son.
He's like, you got to come home.
I have no
boy, idea. Come what are we talking about O-Town right now? Wait, why are you? Why does she want O-Town of all the people?
She was a big fan of O-Town. She watched Making the
number
Band.
One?
Making the Band. Remember Making the Band?
Making the Band about maybe.
You had all the wine in the world and she wants O-Town.
Exactly. What?
Bruh.
We should make a show about that. We should just discuss why your girlfriend wants Old Town.
Don't worry. It wasn't that expensive.
Yeah, it was probably really cost effective. Yeah.
It was right. a steal.
Okay. How much was it? How much
We're
was it?
We're not going to say how much it was. She
Come
watches
on.
The show. She watches the show.
Is she really? Okay. I'm just saying.
Or does she just say she watches the show?
That's what they all say. I go come. I talk to you tomorrow. They're not going to do that.
Oh, you were funny right. last night.
I email like, you.
No, I mean, I wasn't
okay.
there.
Old Town, what? What song did they
have?
They
sang All or Nothing, man. All or Nothing.
Urban Mark. All right.
Oh, wow. Fit Together. Fit
Wait,
together.
Let's see if I have it. Let's see if I have it.
Fit Together.
I heard
Do you
it
have this, Taco?
We Fit Together. Look, Summer's the new one.
We Fit Together?
Yeah.
That's like a Saved by the Bell song.
What that was a jam.
What is it called?
Let's move
we fit
on
together.
From
yeah,
let's
can we move on, Taco? You're,
no,
don't
no,
search.
Play it, play
don't
it.
Don't search this.
I just told you guys what I knew. I
we
knew
fit
what
together.
Cameo was
right. That's exactly. Well, you know, you got the, we got the what? It's $275, I think, is the cost
for Rudy Giuliani.
Rudy.
Wow.
Rudy
so
Giuliani's
we're
comparing
expensive.
Prices here.
Well, I'll tell you, Old Town is a steal compared to
all right.
Rudy Giuliani.
$220.
I think, honestly, you could probably get all members of O-Town for less than Rudy Giuliani.
It's like Jeans Warehouse, 2 for $20 tops.
Yeah.
We can just get them all for a sale. Taco, are you still searching O-Town? I hope not.
No.
But no? Okay.
No.
Thank goodness. I don't even know what any songs, what they... Remember, what's the other group that was in Making the Band? That was after Old Town.
It was The Band.
The
that's
band.
Right. There
the
you
band.
Go.
With Dylan.
Yeah. Oh, speaking
you
of...
That's a joke that just
song,
won't die.
Or you cannot make the song.
Gosh, so would you pay $275 for Rudy Giuliani to say happy birthday? Would anybody in the crowd want to get a message?
$2.75.
Pause while Taco continues to look for Old Town.
I'm not even looking for it. Fool, this is not like the other muffler joke or what was it? The catalytic converter.
Once again, catalytic converters.
Shouts out to catalytic
Shout
converters.
Shout out to anybody that knows catalytic converters really well, because no one really cares still. So what if Ige, we talked about Ige, somebody talked about Ige, we can't mention.
No.
Yes. Before the show.
Somebody,
we can't really
special
talk about
guest.
It. Something happened before the show, we can't talk about contractual obligations. What if David Ige had a cameo? What would be the cost? Would that be neck and neck with Old Town, or are we gonna, is Ige more? $69 for Ige. No?
Yeah.
What's the current price of a zip pack? That's
$3.99. I haven't had a zip pack... Taco, are you? I hope you're still not searching. You look concerned over there. Are you,
no, I'm not. I'm searching for something else. Calm down.
All right, just making sure. I'm sorry.
Calm yourself.
All right, speaking of music, we got to go. Every week, we have to talk about the Remember Me, Despite COVID, person of the week.
Oh, yeah. Who is
our good friend,
week?
R. Kelly.
Oh,
you guys remember
hey.
This guy? So R. Kelly trial has started.
Yes.
And that's a hoot, right? I mean, so like you have the lawyers, they've come out asking to... I guess get rid of the charges that he gave herpes to all the women. A great bar topic, everyone. I'm sure someone is on a date right now talking about STDs.
Yes.
And,
have you been following this trial, Skyler? Or should we go to the urban market for the R. Kelly trial?
To be honest, I didn't even know he was on trial. Like, well, I thought he was done. I thought he was done, locked up, and it was a wrap.
I think this is the thing. With COVID news, it's burying all of these headlines, and so R. Kelly's trial is being kind of...
He's smiling right now.
Right.
R. Kelly's having a great time. Kanashiro's having a great time. Maybe the Kilo's having a great time. Just like, you let COVID settle in. Nobody talk about us. Nobody talk about us.
Do you know what R. Kelly's defense is? It's the same as Andrew Cuomo. Hey, I'm a friendly guy.
That's right. He is, right? Okay, so I got to bring this up because we got the two DJs on the left. And R. Kelly, he has a million hits, right? Let's not talk about sex trafficking for a second.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
Yeah. We're at different restrictions, people. So R. Kelly has like a million songs. He's got a million hits. Step in the Name of Love, right? Classic.
Right.
You play that at a wedding.
Right. Ignition Remix.
What do you do at the wedding now? Do you still play Step in the Name of Love?
If somebody drops a 20 on the table, I probably might play it.
Money talks. That's right. DJ Jimmy Taco.
Keeping it real.
I'm not a front shit.
Everyone has a price.
I might be part Chinese too, so whatever.
Real talk.
Jimmy Taco's price to compromise his morals is $20.
So, shit, for like a minute and a half of a song? Yeah, I got you.
Okay, you would. All right. Just making sure, as far as, because he's got a lot of classic, like the R. Kelly.
Definitely not playing like R. Kelly for the rest of the night. Like,
that wouldn't be the case.
Nah, that's not, R. Kelly's not built into my set anymore.
What kind of wedding you got there? Who's booking for this wedding? Jesus. I mean, I wouldn't want it. What if somebody did request it? Can you imagine? Like they wanted an R. Kelly themed wedding.
Seriously,
are we just calling the cops at this point?
Yeah.
If it was an R. Kelly themed wedding, oh my God, that would be what?
You know, couples, they all have their quirks.
If it's an R. Kelly themed wedding, I'm definitely sampling Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. And okay, so this trial, right? So they got to pick the jury for this trial. So one of the jurors had no idea who R. Kelly was. And thought he was, and Sky, you told me that everybody should know this.
No, I didn't say everyone should know this.
90% of people.
Nerds should know.
Okay, nerds, get ready. He was cartoonist R. Brooks.
R. Crumb.
R. Crumb.
No way.
R. Crumb.
They said one of the jurors.
Let's look at the picture. We got the video screen. Yeah. This is R. Kelly, everyone. So, ladies and gentlemen, Robert
Kelly. Forehead
Kelly.
Gave it away, though. Yeah.
So, a juror.
That's a lot of bump and grinding.
I've never seen somebody have a six pack on their forehead, though.
Right. Oh,
Only you guys can see this because I think when they cut to the video, it's only the
I'll
live
be there
stream,
soon.
So
that's cool.
So apparently a juror thought this was R. Kelly. How out of touch the world is. But apparently, and then they said that this guy, he crochets. So shout out to crocheting. Shout out to home economics.
Is anybody
shout out
shocked?
To tying ties, flat tires, crocheting.
Yeah.
So yeah, so that's what's going on in other news that people are hiding from. And I guess we talked about this a few weeks ago regarding hard seltzer.
Yes.
The hard seltzer sales aren't going too well. Shout out to Truly.
Right.
And there's a new one, Mountain Dew.
Yeah, Mountain Dew.
The great
hard
kids.
Hard seltzer.
The
extreme,
great kids at Mountain Dew.
Extreme seltzer.
Of course it's extreme. Exactly. It's red and it's red. It's a long neck. But wow. the good people, got it. Thanks. Technique. The good people at Mountain Dew, they've come out with hard seltzer.
They have, yeah.
Who are we catering this to now?
I have no idea.
There's, of course, skulls on the can.
Yeah, there's skulls on the can.
There's
yeah.
thorns on
it
the can.
It looks like an Ed Hardy t-shirt.
Really?
Yeah.
I set you up.
Thank you.
Do they have the Baja Blast version? Like, I mean.
Of course there is.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Right.
Of course there's got to be Baja Blast. And then you got ranch Doritos on top of that. That's the combo. That's all you need.
All you need is tahini. And then you're, it's a, oh, my God. Let's go.
Shout out Ed Hardy. I was trying to set you up to see.
Oh, thank you.
And you took the bait and you ran with it. I love it.
Yeah, I'm pop team, culture that's reference teamwork. Guy.
Shout out
yeah.
Angels and Skulls and like really douchebag close. Okay, so then you got hard Mountain Dew. So what's happening? You got to get something to eat with it. And Thigh Stop has made it to Oahu. Now for the people
where
that
is
don't
the
know,
Thigh Stop location?
Thigh Stop. I like how you did this.
Yeah.
The Thigh Stop.
Like,
hey,
like
you, are you part of are you
forget
part Italian?
About it. The Thigh Stop here.
Like, just turned into Cuomo.
Hey, I'm just Italian.
Is that okay. The Cuomo corner over there now?
Is this the Cuomo corner? I pounded you guys this week, so I'm doing that finally. Okay, so Thigh Stop is apparently on Oahu Street. Now, if you guys remember that street, that's the street that's like where the warehouses are, like not far from here.
Right.
So it's in a warehouse. It's not a brick and mortar.
I like it.
They have thighs, okay? It's not a strip club. They have chicken thighs.
Is it like the ghost Guy Fieri right? restaurant?
It's not. No,
yeah.
It's not. Good
DJ
call.
Taco is going to spin there. Thigh stuff.
That's horrible.
Wednesdays and Fridays.
Hey, listen, I have a few morals in my life.
Gosh,
maybe like one or two.
I back you on that one. I back you up
maybe
on that one.
One
okay?
or two.
So I find this out last night. So then I'm messaging you that hey, I found Thigh Stop.
Yes.
This is brought to you
and
by.
And you were debating about ordering a DoorDash.
Right, for shits and giggles, right? Just do this, right? Rick Ross is the person. He's a rapper out there.
He's a founder, co-partner, or co-investor, excuse me.
Right. Wingstop, yes. Right?
So he decided because there's a chicken wing shortage apparently, we're going to Thighs. So we're gonna go to Thigh Stop. He's got one on Oahu Street.
Right.
I order at about. I tried to order at like 9 o'clock at night, Oahu time.
Yes. What was the wait?
50-minute wait.
Oh.
Everybody,
God.
They want their thighs. They want to grab the thigh. Don't give me a breast. Give me a thigh. I'm just, sorry. So 50 minutes. 50 minutes.
We'll order that tonight, I think, for DJ. We'll
yeah?
get, technique, no. When we get our Manhattans tonight, we're going to get a thigh.
I got you, bro.
Are we doing Manhattan shots?
Right.
So I'm guessing you didn't eat 10 o'clock thighs.
That didn't happen. So I was telling you, like, there's two thighs for $17.
Two,
and I'm like, what?
What?
And then I was like, no, it's eight thighs for $17.
Oh, hey.
Sorry, everyone. Sorry. You know those frozen chicken that comes in the box
right.
at Times Market? I think they use that.
Yeah, probably.
They get the bones still inside.
It's
Itchy Butt uses
in
that. You know, shout out Itchy Butt that people get the chicken. So they have the thigh stop is on Oahu. So get ready, everyone. And with food.
This is not a commercial. Possible sponsor.
They are not, they are not sponsoring this show.
Cue the thigh stop commercial now.
So this is our first time we had a picture up earlier. Like,
we've had a picture before.
Yeah.
Have we?
Taco just doesn't look at us or the screen.
Was I just that drunk? I didn't understand.
Yes,
like,
you were.
I don't want to call a spade a spade. No, we've had the rocket. The penis rocket was up here.
Oh, that was last week.
Remember Amazon?
Oh,
no, that was not last week.
We did the emojis.
3 weeks ago.
We did
the Taco, emojis. We're going to have to reevaluate and have a meeting. After this, we're going to really...
We're supposed to have a meeting the other night and it never happened.
Yeah, shout out meetings not happening because of people being sick.
Can we get Zoom?
We're not having a Zoom. Forget it. We're not having a Zoom. We're banning the Zoom. Okay, so from thighs, we got to go to other debauchery. Let's go to drinking. And it's now time, everyone, for the audience game.
Hey.
Hey.
Audience gets to win things. That's always something, right? So, and then audience gets to win liquor because this looks like a drinking crowd.
Yeah, you guys get
crowd.
Free drinks.
Free drinks, right?
Hey, I mean, free drinks.
Right, free liquor for tier five. We're still in tier five. So what we're going to do is... You're going to follow on the Instagram. The kids, they do this thing. It's called Instagram. You're going to follow at Sleep Times Over Show. I'm going to pull out the phone right
the
here.
First
just like
time,
right?
The first person like to follow the show and okay. Aaron sees your name following the show.
I'm going to see the name live.
We're
going
to call you up, and you're going to play a quick music trivia game to win free alcohol.
Yes. So you're going to win two drinks. You're going to have to come up on stage now. So remember, there's a two-parter. You're going to come up on this stage here. And I had that problem, too. There's no service here. So we may be in for a long one. So I don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, do we have a volunteer at the bar? Were you raising your hand? You're like,
wait,
ready to go? You're like,
wait.
All right, we have a volunteer. She's like.
He's got one.
I found something. Everyone, shut up. Okay.
Here we go.
Here we go. At Ernest MG. Who
oh,
is that?
Oh,
who is this
Ernest.
Lucky?
All right, Ernest.
Is this a man or a woman or a he, they? Who are these? Ernest, you win. A winner is you. Are you here? Is it a spam account? Come on out. You're going to get a drink.
Come on up.
Here we go. Okay. Okay, very good, very good. Okay. Is it him?
It's him, his, he. Those are my pronouns.
You're off to a great start already. So that was because he got one drink. So now DJ Jimmy Taco is going to play you three songs. You're going to guess the name of the artist. And then that's going to be a second drink. All right. All right, here we go. DJ Jimmy Taco.
You look not like you don't know what the song is.
Yeah.
Taco is a guy. I mean.
Yeah, Jimmy, go after the year 2000.
Hey, shut the hell up.
R. Kelly. I think it's R. Kelly.
Close. That's a close one.
And I'm sober.
Scott, any clues you want to give this gentleman? You want to give him a clue of any sort? Is it possible to give him a clue?
You
want to
ask one
song?
Of your friends at the bar?
All right. Well, let's not color me bad. Okay, so that's one song. Okay, yeah, you got one for one.
No all right. Hints are gonna work.
We're not rigging this at all. Okay, song number two, DJ Jimmy Taco.
Okay, here we go.
Song number two.
Spills.
He's in the Fast and Furious movies.
We're gonna get dinged.
That's
okay.
A hint.
Fast and Furious. You ever seen Fast and Furious the movie? Oh, okay. Shit.
You haven't seen Fat... Wow.
I only saw the first
respect
one.
Respect to that. So. Respect to that.
That's yeah. respect. That's
help
respect.
Us help you.
You are rare,
that's
my friend.
Right? Yeah. It
help
wasn't that great
you.
A movie. All right. Okay, it's ludicrous that you haven't seen that movie. All right. Song number three, DJ...
Kanye West.
That was close.
Did you say Kanye West?
Yes.
It's Jay-Z.
Yes. Correct.
Hey.
Correct. All right, a winner is you, sir. All right.
Be thankful I didn't play O-Town.
Two drinks, free drinks. Just tell the bartender you got it. A winner is you. That's how easy it is. That's how easy this is. No, we don't rig this.
You don't have to win.
We're all winners here. No winners, no losers.
Yeah, we can drink your drinks. It's cool, though.
We compromise, right? All right, we
Hey, nice stuff.
Hey!
That was not planned, actually. Well done. Well done. Shout out Jody.
Jody.
That's what the homies are like, dicker chicken.
All right, this before this mercifully ends, let's go. Let's take a break here. We got Tamua. Tamua's here, everyone.
Woo!
Right? Let's take a break. Sleep time's over. All right, and we're back. Before we bring out Tamua, Sky, how you been? You guys, what's the latest goings on? What's the latest goings on with the
Doing
pop culture?
Good. I'm listening to the new Nas album.
Oh, how delightful.
Fire.
So
King's Disease 2 just came out.
Your thoughts on the new Nas album? Is it?
I love it. I mean, yeah? I think he's finally found a producer in Hit Boy that can kind of give him a new updated sound that is hopefully... We know the problem with Nas.
Updated sound, really?
Too many different producers, too many different sounds.
Yes.
It doesn't always fit. He's an incredible lyricist. He's one of my favorite of all time.
Okay, I'm gonna leave it at there. Because if not, we're gonna have this debate. It's gonna be like 3 hours long.
Yeah.
So with that, I wanted to open up to a new segment that we're gonna do, where we haven't done it in a while. You and I haven't done this in a while. Where we talk about our top five rappers of all time.
Right.
Right.
We've always talked about this. We've been talking about this since we first became friends.
Right. And it takes hours and hours.
Of we're not gonna do that.
Drinking debauchery. So what
it's
we're gonna
still
do?
Still going on.
So to not continue this on, we're gonna go through everybody here on the stage. We're gonna go with the number five rapper this week, and every week thereafter, you guys included too. Technique, you ready?
Yep.
You guys are wearing shirts that
freestyling.
Might be it.
Was this in an email?
Okay.
This was not in the email. I call you tomorrow. I let you know about this.
Right. Oh, it's call me tomorrow.
So,
cool.
So we're going to go with our five of the top five, just the number five slot this week, and then week thereafter, we go with 4, 3, 2.
I like it.
Right. So, Sky, let's start with yourself here.
All right. I gotta say, this guy was legendary rapper. Okay, it's Notorious B.I.G., Biggie Smalls. That's my number five.
That's your number five.
Okay.
That's my number
five.
Wow. And I only preface it like that because I always said like, well, his career was cut short because he passed away prematurely.
Yep.
And we never got to see the full catalog of, you know, but I looked at the Biggie's music over time and from when he came out in 94 to now, does his bar still hold up and is it better than most rappers? Yes. So,
okay,
I'm
number
putting
five.
Him in my number five spot.
Sky Cameron, number five slot. Summer, you wanted to jump in on this. Summer, do you have a number five of your top five this week?
I do.
Here we
Summer
go.
Lee, everyone.
So mine is, I don't know, I think she hasn't put out stuff in a while, but Trina.
Trina!
Wow.
Hey!
Yeah, the baddest
What a swerve,
bitch.
Everyone. If you know,
bitch.
You know.
Yes.
My one of my top favorite songs of all time is Be Alright.
Oh, I was going to say.
Yeah, Be Alright with featuring Ludacris. Yeah.
I was going to say My Neck, My Back, or it's not My Neck,
Kanye,
My Back.
Kanye. Okay. Produced it, but it's the one of the best lines ever. Is at the end when she says, "Fuck a dime, I'm a triple. I'm a what? Fuck a dime, I'm a silver dollar. Holla, come
hey.
On."
Did you expect that one, everyone?
Yeah, from
Did
me,
you
right?
Expect her to say Trina.
Yeah, from the nerd in the corner.
DJ Technique, you're wearing the shirt of a man that Sky mentioned. Who is your number five?
Not Biggie. No, I think KRS-One.
KRS-One, nice.
The philosopher, nice. The teacher.
Shout out the boom bap rap.
The poet, the teacher.
Shout out the backpackers. Direct descendants, shout out. So, DJ Jimmy Taco, you're going to get your number five slot here.
Wow, I didn't know we were going like five. Like, what is the category of five?
Oh,
just
shit.
There's like so many.
Just
is
be
it lyricist? Is it like general?
Just general, yes.
I mean, I don't want to say because I have a Jay-Z shirt on as my number five, but like.
I know, DJ no pressure.
Let me just, what?
What? What is your number five of your top five people?
I would say Razzcaz.
Hey!
Wow!
Wow! Shout out West Coast.
Shout
legend.
Out anyone in the crowd knowing Razzcaz.
Shout out OG Libra.
You don't?
Did a dope song
yes,
with him.
West Coast then.
OG Libra, who's not here. Shout out he knowing who Razzcaz is. That's a good one. That's
it's just, one. I mean, his lyrics, right. How he puts crazy shit together, what he says is amazing. Like, and it's thoughtful. It's like, not thoughtful, it's true. There's like,
right.
Just go home and listen to Soul on Ice remix.
It's intelligently.
Oh, wait, just listen to this. Just listen to this.
Let freedom ring with a buckshot, but not just yet. First, we need to truly understand the nature of the threat.
He had that queued up.
All right.
Wasn't that something? You had that queued up. That was good.
Yeah.
You had that set up for
that.
Maybe
next
week. Maybe next week you guys could, like.
So, wait a minute.
Send me an email so I can get this shit correct.
I'll call you tomorrow. You saw how you played this off that you didn't know what was going on. But you had the song queued up. You're ready to go. See, that's why you're DJ Jimmy Taco. This is why he's a Hawaii hip-hop legend. DJ Jimmy Taco, everyone.
Hey.
Right?
Hercules.
Only DJ Jimmy Taco can put that together. Wow, that's something.
So, Aaron, now we got to ask, what is your number five?
Here we go. Right.
You're Mr. Critical.
Okay, so I'm going to keep this quick because we had the versus battle talk last week with the Lox and Dipset. So I have to say that putting him into the top five now because of the performance and because of the history, Jadakiss. I have to put Jadakiss number five.
Okay.
He slides in there in a shocker. Going in there, Jadakiss, for the Lox, watch the versus battle. Anybody that doesn't know these people, just go check them out online. There's all these... Google it, or Apple Music it, or I don't know what the hell people do, but yeah. So,
that's our music talk. I guess we're sponsored now. They heard us.
Is that going to come up? Wingstop's going to come back up here, and then Thighstop, and then Google is going to come up. All right, before we just turn this into a big mess of hip-hop, let's go and bring in, this is a man that I have not seen in person. Actually, I have. But in person, I've interviewed him on IG Live over the past year. This is the first time he is here in person. It's been a delight. Tamua, where are you at?
Woo!
There he is. I don't know this dance.
Electric slide, yeah.
It's electric.
Boogie, oogie,
surprised
oogie.
You're not dancing.
Yes. Aunties, where you at? Uncles, where you at?
See a couple people clapping their hands.
Right? They're somewhere. Right. They're outside, the uncles.
There's a lot of Filipinos.
They smoking cigar.
We didn't.
Sorry, Taco. How you been, man? Jesus.
Been good. Thank you for having me.
I've only met you through IG Live, like I mentioned, which is just crazy. This whole past year. What a hoot, right?
Yeah.
So we did this. We did the telethon. We did two telethons. If you remember laptops for kids.
I remember that.
In August. Then we did the Thanksgiving telethon. We did this thing on IG Story, raising money for kids. We raised for our families. How have you been through this whole thing?
It's crazy, man. I give you props for doing all these things and running this whole podcast during this pandemic.
Well, we're back. We don't know how much longer we're going to be back, but we're going to hang in there.
We're here. Yeah.
Just like me, like I had a monthly comedy show at Ko'olau Golf Course before the pandemic, you know, and then that shut down and they're closed now, Ko'olau Golf Course. And I was just stuck at home not doing anything, you know. This is before I was pumping out videos and all that. Instagram videos. You got to make sure for DJ Talk.
Shout out. Yeah.
whoa.
Oh, no, right. I don't know.
I'm not trying to subscribe, bro.
But yeah, so like I think the pandemic helped me, though, because that's when I had like ideas of making these videos, because I never was an Instagram comedian. I don't know.
Yep.
I nothing against people like that, but I was like, no, I'm a strictly comedian. I'm only going to do stand-up, you know? But since the pandemic shut down and there was nothing to do, so I put out maybe like a few videos about toilet paper that was hot during that time. And
right.
Costco too, yeah, thank you. Advertisement. But yeah, that blew up and then I was like, okay, I guess this is what local people want. Yeah. So I kept putting out videos. So the pandemic definitely helped me on social media.
I don't want to say that the word pivot, because that's been overused, but then you really switched gears with the videos, because that was all from pandemic time.
That was. And then my videos, and then I kind of just push everything towards stand up, you know, because you're always gaining new followers, new fans, and they're like, oh, I like to see this guy live. I'm the only smartest one here. No,
you're the smartest one.
Iolani, right?
Oh, Summer is plural. Oh, yes, we got two.
Yeah, Iolani, Milani. There's a big difference.
Oh, yeah. It's got an E. But so what got you from there?
To play football over there. Let me rephrase that. I actually went practice football because I was like fifth string. Yeah, the only time I got in the game when we was winning by 45 points.
Hey, shout out.
Oh, he's like the movie. Congrats. Rudy.
Yeah. But that never happened in 45 years.
Yeah. God, don't make it that bad, Sky. Jesus.
No, but I took a stand-up comedy class at UH just for like an easy A. I took it with one of my teammates. And then for our final presentation, we had to perform 10 live minutes in front of a live audience. Wow. This was at Anna O'Brien's on University. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then so I did that. And then I there was like a comedy promoter in the crowd. Jose Dynamite, shout out to Jose Dynamite.
Oh, yeah,
produces shows. Then he just kept inviting me to come back and come back. And then I did some stuff with Augie T, and then I worked with Andy Bumotai. Those are all my greats.
Yep.
Yeah, those are all my idols. And I haven't stopped since. It's been about 4 years of doing stand-up.
Nice. Awesome. Yes. And I tell you what, everybody that's watching at home, everybody in the crowd, you got to check this man out live, because phenomenal show. I got to say, Blue Note,
thing sells out
like crazy. The one thing, though, is I hope they change this. If you go by yourself, it sucks, because you have to go and you have to buy four seats by yourself. So shout out.
Sell by tables.
Shout out the VIP section tomorrow. But yes, but please check this man out. It's phenomenal. And what do you got coming up? How did the Blue Note thing just take off? Was that from your videos, or was that just...
Yeah, so ideally, it was just to put two shows up. So I put up two shows on sale, and then it sold out fast. Yeah. And then so I added more and more and more, and I ended up doing like 18 in one run in December through January. And then I just did four last week.
Yeah,
wow.
Shout out to that. I mean, you know,
I mean, that's the only venues open right now, so it's good. It only fits 10 people, so.
Yeah. No, choose wisely who's going. Yeah.
I mean, shout out to Blue Note. They really took care of me, and they're a top venue in Hawaii.
Sky,
and Workplay.
Yes, and Sky, have you gone to see Tamua perform live? We gotta go check this out.
I gotta go.
You guys gotta go.
Invite me, this guy.
Sorry. Yes,
I heard he got the VIP table. I
call you tomorrow. I let you know.
He was sitting with three empty seats. The VIP table. I don't know.
It was not pretty.
He was social distancing before.
Yeah.
So I was at your concert. I gotta say that I don't know who the people that were. There were actually people that were sitting at the table with me, and I don't know if they were your friends, and they probably were.
I forget.
Good. Because I'm sitting there. Two people come over. Couple. Local couple. All they did was smile. I just said, "Hey, how's it?" So you guys can see what. They were really freaking out to talk to somebody in the new world. And then this other lady came, and then she decided to order food for everyone.
Yeah.
No one ate. I help you out. So there's just a weird vibe. So please, when you go out, please don't be that kind of people. Okay, just be nice, be friendly.
Eat the food.
Right?
It's a great show.
Everyone on the table was kind of weird when you.
Everybody was just quiet. No one said nothing. But the one girl ordered food for everyone.
You sure you wasn't the problem?
I know, right? Can I shake on?
Why is this guy talking to me?
Right. Don't talk to me. What this Hapa guy is? You Hollywood. Okay, so let's go into your idols, because you mentioned Andy Bumotai a lot.
Yeah.
And you're a young guy. To know Andy Bumotai is pretty impressive, right? Because that's our, not to age us here. Or
yeah, we old, bro. All we, of old, us. It's, we old.
It's an old demographic, bro.
Let's just say I watched his TV specials when they aired live.
I did as well.
Yeah.
So, shout out people watching on YouTube. But how did you get into Andy Bumotai? Was that from just growing up as a kid or family?
From a kid. I remember we had a couple of his DVDs, and I used to watch him as a child, All in the Ohana, High School Days. Yeah. And I just remember watching him all the time. And even Rap Replinger, we had Raps Hoy.
Yeah, shout out. Yep.
Yeah, there we get one. There we go, the Portuguese. Remember you? The only time she ever talked. And also Augie T is a big... idol to me as well. I started opening for him. And
now politician, Augie T. What do you think of that?
So he's a real comedian now.
Right.
Now, Augie's the man. Augie's the man. Definitely the fathers of local comedy here in Hawaii. Especially Andy, because Andy actually branched out in the mainland. A lot of people don't know this. And he did comedy up there, and he made a good impact. Yeah. He was actually I think Eddie Murphy kind of bit his style for the Nutty Professor, because I believe there's some statistic where he was the first guy to play all different characters in a film, so All in the Ohana. So he was the first one to do that.
You know what? That's a good point, because we haven't really noticed that when he did that, it was mind-blowing to just see him.
Because you got
to
think, when he did it, it was 1980.
Yeah.
Right.
That was crazy.
Right.
To play all five family members.
It was groundbreaking.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Performance.
Yeah.
Groundbreaking performance. So why do you think that in the 80s, maybe late 70s, 80s, Hawaii comedy was super strong? You had Frank DeLima, Rap Replinger, Bumotai, and then Augie T. Then you had this dip.
Yeah, there's
and
nothing.
Then nothing.
Yeah.
Why do you think that was the case?
I don't know. That's why my whole thing is bringing back local comedy. Yeah,
that's right.
Miss those things.
We got
it. Oh, the Bratas too. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
That's my Brata.
But it was more sketch comedy than stand-up.
More like,
yeah,
more right, like stand-up-wise, there's no stand-up, though.
Yeah,
right?
That's, I mean,
like,
the main thing, but...
What do you think was the
problem? What was the problem?
Because it's just such a strange thing, because it was very strong. And these guys were, like, killing it.
Yeah.
And then it just... Nothing.
Right. I don't know. It's that's a good question.
Great to
Maybe
have you.
Social media? I
was
don't
it
know.
A sense of yeah. venue? Like, not having a venue...
That's a good
that's
one.
A,
there's
that's
no
a point there, huh?
There's no comedy club in Hawaii, you know. Right. There was the Laugh Factory in like back in the 2000s or something. I don't know. That's what I heard, but it got shut down. Is that no? That's not right. But yeah, there's no like a specific comedy club. You just gotta like do your own thing. I mean, thank God for Jose Dynamite. He actually runs weekly comedy shows right now.
Yeah. Right.
I feel like right now there's like a lot of. People don't know this. There's probably like about like 50 comedians in Hawaii that regularly try to perform and all that.
So where are the shows? Where are the shows right now?
Right now, it's every Wednesday at Blue Note.
Blue Note.
And Hawaiian Brian's.
Hawaiian Brian's.
And they also have some at Remix. You said that? Like every other Monday,
Remix.
I think.
Nice. Yeah.
Small bar. They even have some at...
Square Barrels? They still got...
Square Barrels, yeah. Tonight, Thursdays, Square Barrels. These are all the ones I kind of like pop in, practice new material like that. And then another one at the Aloha Tower.
Beach House.
Yeah, there we go.
With Pepper them.
Yeah, with Pepper. Yeah, Pepper the man.
So when you look at, like, I guess all of us can agree that, like, there's a lot of funny stuff that goes on in Hawaii. Like, just day-to-day stuff. You're going to line at Long's. You're driving. All kind of bullshit going on.
Yeah.
So you would think the material is ready to go. Is that what, if you're not to share secrets here, but is that the formula that you kind of get with just so we can all relate?
Yeah, the main thing is that you got to be relatable to local people. I want people to like watch my videos or see me on stage and be like, I know that guy. That's my dad right there. That's my brother. That's my cousin. He just was doing that the other day, fixing my car at the mechanic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's your uncle too.
Oh, that's your uncle. Everybody's uncle.
You got to be relatable, you know?
You got to
Everybody get one cop that's an uncle too when you get pulled
Everybody
over.
Everybody knows a cop.
The suspect one is when you say Calabash. Oh, I get Calabash cousin.
True marriage.
Yeah. True marriage.
That's just always a thing. So that's why it's just so easy to pull. So it's great that you're doing it out there and you're doing very well. So
Thank you.
Because of your idols, because of the comedy history that Hawaii has, we're really going to like fuck with you, I guess. We're going to have two games for you tonight.
Two games.
Not one, but two.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Stretch them out, but work that bug out, because we're going to go with comedy songs. Right, Taco? We're going to play a comedy song, snippets from Hawaii comedy songs.
Okay.
Guess the artist.
Yeah.
Just the artist.
Songs. Just guess the artist. We'll keep them simple.
Okay.
Okay.
Number one.
DJ Jimmy Taco.
Yo, TLB.
I don't hear any voice.
Yeah, we gotta wait for the.
Oh, I don't.
Sounds on the radio.
It was on the radio.
Is this
still is on the radio?
So these are comedians. Are they comedians?
They think they are.
We'll say this.
One was on here a couple weeks ago.
Lanai is in the group.
Well, don't give it. Well, you gave it away.
It was a group.
It was a group, though. Yes.
Lanai is in the group.
Yeah.
It's not Lanai, right? No.
He's in the group.
He's in the group.
Lanai and Augie?
This is Lanai.
Is it Augie? Not Augie T, right? No.
Augie T.
No, before that.
Before that. Before Augie T was Lanai, and then there was the Holly guy.
Jimmy the Geek.
And there's three of them. This might be too old for you,
I don't know. I was going to say Cutmaster Spaz. I don't know.
Close.
No, but Spaz had this song in rotation.
And then I was like, sounds like an Asian guy. Maybe Paulo Gata? I don't know.
Wow, how about that? Shout out to Paulo Gata.
Shout out to Paulo Gata.
It was a three local boys. Simple name.
Three local boys.
Three local boys.
Three local boys. Yeah. That was before my time.
Yeah,
sorry.
I don't blame you. DJ Jimmy Taco, song number two.
Frank De Lima.
Yeah.
Abdullah Fatai.
Yes.
That's the one.
Automatic. Classic song. Classic.
That's our favorite one.
That's
classic.
Favorite
yes. Watch that on YouTube, everyone. It's a classic.
Yeah.
Song number three.
Oh, Rap Replinger, Room Service.
Oh! No.
hold on, young boy. You're not right.
Oh, not right.
Mr.
Oh.
Frog Tree.
Oh, It's not rap Replinger.
No, 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 no. It's not. Yeah, we got swerved. Yes.
Who is? Is it Mel Kabang?
Mel never recorded. No, no. I don't think.
He never recorded. Yeah, he cannot record him.
Yeah, we gotta skip forward.
Yeah. And it's not rap Replinger.
Think about
Bulio.
Yes.
Bulio.
I was gonna say think about his teeth, but there you go.
He ran for governor. Bulio.
I thought that was fate Yanagi at first.
Close.
Yes, wow. Bulio. What's Bulio doing right now? Is he still alive, Bulio?
I think he's grinding against Augie T, he's right? Or no?
I think so. District. What district is that? Okay.
I'll push.
You should have ran for Kailua.
We gotta go with part two here. We're gonna get more obscure with you. The show All in the Ohana. We talked about this. It's a classic. Anybody that knows local comedy, please watch that. Into local comedy. We're going to have trivia for All in the Ohana.
It's on YouTube right
It's
now.
On YouTube.
The whole version,
right? Watch the whole thing
the
on
whole
YouTube.
Thing.
Yes.
It's like a half hour. It's like
the
a half hour
The last time I watched it was like in middle school, man, I think. Middle school. Or
perfect for this trivia.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Five years ago.
Let's start here. Let's go with the... I'm going to pull this up because I couldn't find the Wi-Fi earlier, so I'm going to find this here. Okay, so let's go with the name five members of the Ohana. Question number one. Who are the five?
Five members?
Yeah.
Andy Bumatai. Andy Bumatai.
One.
Okay, I got him. Junior Boy.
Yep.
Honey Girl.
Yep.
I think it's just Tutu.
Yep.
The Kahuna.
Close.
I think that's a character. That's one character.
That's an entity.
Mom and Dad? I don't know the name.
Well, yeah.
I think it's just Mom and
but
Dad.
But how you call Dad? How local people call Dad?
Fara.
Close. Daddy. Daddy.
Daddy.
Yes. Daddy, Mom.
Pops.
Tutu, Junior Boy, Honey Girl. There you go. That's the answer.
And the cat, too. I mean, he'd always throw the cat, and the cat would always...
Wow. Man,
remember that?
See, part, you right? Remember this show. Come on, middle school. Come on.
No, it's going to save us.
Right. For the wife.
You remember.
The wife on the show would always go, Hey, Daddy. Hey, Daddy. Remember the show?
Yeah, yeah,
hey,
yeah,
Daddy.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, let's go. Question number two. Where did the Ohana live before they moved to the country?
Ooh.
They had to move.
Where did they live before the country?
Yeah.
Where did the Ohana live before they moved to the country?
I thought they lived there their whole life.
You would think so.
No, he told a story.
He told a story.
Yes.
What, Kaneohe?
Oh, close.
Kalihi.
Go leeward.
Not close.
Go leeward.
Mililani.
Well, Central.
Central. Where, I don't know that one. What is that?
Pro
one?
City.
Pro City. Close.
Pro City, yeah.
Next to the drive-in.
He goes,
next
I used to be Pro City next to the drive-in.
Oh. That's right. Oh. Yeah.
The townhouse is right next to the drive-in.
Yeah. Of course, townhouse is next. Yes. All right. Here we go. Question number three. What's the name of Junior Boy's best friend?
Oh, Bertram.
Oh, there it is. Shout out anybody called Bertram in 2021.
Oh, Bertram.
No one's using that
name.
Dad, I'm going to go Bertram's house, help him fix car.
Yeah, for your mother. So, this is going well, isn't it? So, question number four. What's the name of the Hawaii newscaster that makes a cameo to interview Daddy?
Is it Kim Janala or no?
Too
young.
Close.
Too young.
Not close.
It's not Guy Hoggy.
No.
No.
There's
Joe
no
Moore?
Guys. Close. Not really, but
what's
close.
The letter? What's the letter?
Holy.
Think the female version of Joe Moore.
Mm, yeah, I know it's a female.
Yeah.
Shoot. Might be kind of young for this one.
Yeah. Linda Cobles. Miss Cobles. Linda Cobles.
Linda Cobles.
You got a plural of the last name. Linda Cobles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Curly Ladette. Remember that?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
You hear it right? Curly Ladette. Yeah.
Okay. So question number five. This is going so well, isn't it, guy? What's the Hawaiian artifact that Junior Boy finds in front of the house?
The tiki thing, right? That
yes.
Was in the ground.
Yes, Brady Bunch. Yes, it was close, but it's,
what
it's
is
got
it
a name.
It's got
oh,
a
Brady
name.
Bunch.
The thing.
Shoot.
Is it at Bishop Museum right now?
Yeah.
Is that
yes,
Bishop
it
Museum?
Is, I think. Oh. They have it.
It's
not the... I mean, shoot.
Okay, this is a, this is a, okay. Okay, the Amakua of worship.
The Amakua of what?
That's what they call it, the Amakua of worship.
Of worship?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I know, it's like, that was a tough one.
That was a tough one, yeah.
Don't worry, we got bonus questions.
Bonus questions. That was a tough one.
We're not going to let this segment die.
For a show that nobody in the crowd watched.
Once again, all the answers found on YouTube. Okay, so Where does Honey Girl always want to go with her friends?
I like go disco.
That's yeah, right, disco. All day. All day, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
He met one guy named Gaylord.
I only dance with country guys. Yes. You know, like,
had the most awkward local guy come up, ask for a dance.
Right. Like, I'm from town.
Yeah, I'm from town. I think he was wearing a gold chain too, like the guy. Or no.
Yes. No one's watched this show. All right. Okay, so here we go. Last question.
Okay.
What local network did All in the Ohana originally air?
On K5.
Close, but no.
Close, but no cigar. Okay.
It's a K, though. There's a K.
K-H-O-N.
There's a K.
No. K-I-T-V.
Keep going.
What? Oh, I know. I know. Yeah, there's only one left.
The other one.
KGMB.
Yay!
Because there's no K-Fox.
Channel 8.
Oh, Channel 8. Was it Channel 8?
Nippon.
Was it? That was AGN, I think.
NGN.
That was a Korean channel. All right.
Was Channel 12. 9, huh?
Channel 12 had all the programs.
That's what's going in the programs.
Channel 12.
Where is it? I can't find it. All right.
Then
when
switched to 56, right? They went back to 12, then 24.
56, you had to go see.
Yeah, yeah.
You pretend you're young. You remember all
this
shit.
You watch all the ones with the blurry screen. Yeah?
That's something else. Oh, Spice Channel, not
Spice for the win, yeah.
Playboy Channel, what?
Oh.
All right, before we die off here, all right, Tabua, I tell you, it's been a hell of a ride just to finally get you here in person.
Thank you, appreciate it.
And for real, everybody, check out his stand-up. Check out, where are you going to be at next? Give us the next stuff.
I don't know yet. I'm planning on doing an Inner Island tour soon. So.
Oh, yeah.
But just COVID is just messing everything up.
Right.
So.
Right, yeah. We don't know how much longer we got.
Yeah, follow this guy on IG.
I'm sure everybody's following on IG already, yeah. Right? Yeah. How about it? Tamu, everyone.
Thank you, everybody.
That's right, sleep time's over. Good night.